This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Bulletproof coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off using the link below. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, MMA Nuts episode 538.
538!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. Bionic fans, foreign fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? It looks black.
It's a little Guinness. I don't know. I've been on a Guinness kick the last few weeks for some weird reason. I haven't drank it in forever. And then it's light. It's just delicious. So
that
good.
Was my favorite, like a black and tan back in the day. Ooh, it's so thick and delicious. No one could ever make that. You got to have the real deal.
No. Yes, I agree. The real deal.
That's right. Key. Hey, how about those Bears? Bears, they're going all the way.
Are you excited about the Bears?
I think they just got lucky catching the Raiders on an off night. They shouldn't have won that game. They shouldn't have won. And how about the coach finally naming Fields the starting quarterback?
Oh, Fields. Yes, Fields. Well, that's good. As long as he doesn't get killed in his first.
Oh, my God.
He's getting destroyed.
So much punishment. Like, oh, let me hyperextend my knee. Let me expose my ribs on a spin move and get blasted into oblivion. Yeah.
Yeah. It's no good.
But they actually put more people in to help protect him. They kept putting, I think, an extra guard in and listing him as a tight end on 27% of the plays.
Oh, something that's good. Like that. Look at you with the football stats.
Yeah. I'm trying to get in all these sports.
All right. Are you going to be the next commentator for football? Is this show changing, Matt? Are we doing football commentary?
No, we're just, I'm just trying to be well rounded. How's that? You want to talk about well-rounded? Let's talk boxing. Let's start off with boxing. Oh,
Jesus. Talking about, like, are we talking about Fury and his well-roundedness?
He's fucking 276. Let's just start off. Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, number 3.
Yes.
Tyson Fury weighed in at 277, and then Deontay put on some weight for this one. He came in at 238. So different strategy from him, but I'll just say this, the announcing was fucking garbage. Jesus Christ, these guys had a hard on for Wilder the whole night. He looks great, he's the hardest puncher ever, blah blah blah.
Yes.
And then they kept trying to say like he was winning a fight, and I'm going, what fucking fight are you watching?
It was a lot of back and forth in the early rounds. I mean, didn't they drop each other multiple times? Yeah,
Well, it's weird strategy. So Wilder was pretty much just jabbing to the body in round one. Round two goes to Fury. Round three, Fury drops Wilder.
Drops him, yep.
Round four, Wilder drops Fury twice.
Yep.
After round five, Wilder looked gassed. And then round 10, Fury drops Wilder. And then round 11, Fury KOs Wilder. Right.
I think it's like exhaustion, beatings. It just the whole thing reminded me a little bit of when Cain Velasquez beat Junior Dos Santos into a living death. So similarly, over five rounds, beat him senseless. And that's kind of, I don't know. Were you that impressed in general? I think the boxing thing is not that exciting for me. I don't love it. I gotta say, I don't love it. It's a lot of hanging around and waiting, and there's not enough action.
Well, there was a lot of clinching and bullshit in this one. They fought three times, and Fury clearly won three of those fights in my book. Two of them were by KO, but that first one was, I think, a split draw. It was a draw at the end of the day, which was bullshit because I still thought Fury won that fight, but yeah, there's something about heavyweight fights. There's, I don't know what it is. It's like you can always feel the impact of the shots. And like, you don't always get that anymore. And I think I'm thinking of like a Brock Lesnar, a Mark Hunt, an Alistair Overeem. in MMA, and then you go to boxing, and then you think like a fucking Mike Tyson or someone like a George Foreman who's just absorbing a bunch of shit, and you're like, oh my god, this guy's 50 and he's fucking people up. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't know what else to say about that fight, but Wilder, sore loser, fucking sore loser. I think he was still claiming that Fury was cheating. Yes. I don't even know what his excuses are, but Asian just needs to accept you've literally lost three times to the man. Move on with your life. It's okay. He just has your number. That happens sometimes. You just can't beat a guy.
Yep.
And if you can just accept like, hey, I did my best and that wasn't good enough, that guy just owns me, move on. Instead of he cheated, I fucking wore 300 pounds of gear to the ring and my fucking legs were tired. I couldn't do anything the whole fight.
Nope.
Like, well, he fought you different every time. And you know, we've still dropped him twice. So he can hit. It's just, he's not a boxer. He seems more of a brawler. Well,
unimpressed by Mr. Wilder. Hey, did you see Fury celebrating afterward? Mm. Here he is. Here he is. I filmed this video of him hanging out at the club. He was at a rave. There he is, shirtless.
Nice.
Hanging out at the rave. Look at all that.
Look at those.
Still going.
He's a little chubby there. I like it.
No mask.
Making it happen. Doesn't care.
Yeah.
277. That's awesome. Good for him. 6'6".
Thank good on him for not wearing the belt, too. Like,
Tim Sylvia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone had just posted a picture of Tim Sylvia going, and he was in the corner. He was cornering Rich Franklin, and someone's like, God bless Tim Sylvia. Look at him in the corner, wearing a fucking heavyweight belt. The goddamn champion. He might as well. Like, no one, I don't think anybody else did that, because remember all the stories of Sylvia? He'd be grocery shopping wearing the fucking heavyweight belt. Yeah. Just like out on the town wearing the belt, man. Like, hey, he worked hard. He wants to show it off. I get it. I got no problem with that.
I might wear it a couple times out in public if I ever did something like that. But probably,
hell yeah. I'd probably just put it in a case somewhere, or give it to my coach, depending upon how important I felt they were in my training camp. But yeah, I get it. So we have that go on. Expensive. I think it was a $69.99 pay-per-view, but
not cheap.
I think the UFCs are $65, so not that much difference. Mm-hmm. And then the only other couple fights I would talk about. So Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship had a fight over the weekend. Yeah, Joe Riggs versus Melvin Guillard.
Good lord.
Yeah, exactly. Melvin looking a little soft in his approach to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Oh yeah.
And Riggs, I believe it was his first left hand, because it was southpaw versus orthodox, and Riggs being southpaw, his first left hand lands, KOs Guillard super early in the first round. I was like, holy fuck, man. And then there was a neat picture from this fight too. Not this fight, but another fight on the card. So check this one out. These two chicks.
Oh, dang.
Looking it out. Like, what a perfect picture. That's beautiful.
Ouch. That looks painful.
Sure does. Almost looks like Paige Van Zandt, but she's not that good.
A knuckled sandwich, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Just eat that.
What do you want for breakfast? A fucking knuckle sandwich? Sure.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Oh, we had UFC. Mackenzie Dern versus Rodriguez. And didn't work out for Dern. She lost the decision. She got one round in there. She looked hot as fuck in there. But being hot doesn't win you fights.
How's true. That? I agree. No. Unless you're in that one league that you keep posting pictures of, which I'm excited about.
Lingerie fighting championship.
I hope there's more.
We'll have to see. I feel like we should be on their payroll. We promote them enough, those fuckers.
All the time.
Yes. What else is going on out there?
Well, let's see. Did you hear about this Jorge Masvidal versus Leon Edwards
fight? Things.
UFC 269 in December. Finally, that card has some fights on it, because I was getting worried.
Was that a TBD?
Yeah, there was a lot of TBD on that one. So, and if you remember, these two guys had that three-piece with the soda thing going on after UFC London a couple years ago. So this should be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see how
they squash that beef.
They do. we'll have to reserve our comments until it's closer to fight time. But I like Mesmer's chances.
Let me he's already got the moral victory of piecing that guy up.
Exactly.
Like, don't fuck my interview up. You go over there and fuck off.
Yeah.
And then did you see the UFC card this weekend? What complete dog shit. I'm going to pull this up.
I did not.
Oh, I like when I go to their site and it just a big ad pops up. You don't even want to promote your fucking event. That's cool. So Holly Holm was supposed to fight this weekend and she pulled out. So main card, you have one ranked fighter fighting on this card, by the way, Ingo. And that's Aspen Ladd, who took the fight on short notice because she was supposed to fight, I think, this past weekend and missed weight horribly. It was either this weekend or week before, where she claimed it was her period. So she missed by like a couple pounds. And so then they put her at main eventing this card. And hey, Andrei Arlovsky. Hey, Jim Miller. Is anybody ranked?
No.
That's how I like to judge the quality of a card.
These are all up and comers and once were's.
And no picture ers. You gotta love the no picture ers. Mm-hmm. Two no picture ers. So that's going on with the UFC. We have, excuse me, Bellator has a better card this weekend, which is nice to say every once in a while. This is the continuation of their light heavyweight Grand Prix. Unfortunately, I think that wasn't this supposed to be Nemkov versus Rumble, and then fucking got injured and pulled out. And then you have Bader and Anderson. So you can, I don't know who this guy is. Julius Engel Lick Ass.
I think he's good. He's 10-1.
Yeah, he's making shit happen.
From Lithuania.
Bader and Anderson. And then fucking look at Benson Henderson. He's still alive. There's Brent Primus. Another guys, couple guys making shit happen. So I don't think we have a promo code right now. Check back in a couple weeks. Get that Showtime promo code action. And what else is happening out there?
I heard some bad news about our buddy Chuck Liddell. Apparently overnight was arrested in LA County. For some misdemeanor domestic battery. There's still a lot of weird stuff going on around that. Apparently, something about an argument with him and his wife. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I'd say everyone's got to withhold judgment because I want to say that Chuck posted something and he said it was actually his wife that was beaten up on him and he chose not to respond. But they had to arrest someone because I guess whatever state they live in, if you get called out for a domestic violence, they have to arrest someone. So Chuck took the arrest.
So he just took it like a man?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, UFC light heavyweight champ. Seems to be the thing of late. If you're a former champ, a little domestic violence. And I think there was another guy, former UFC fighter, had some of that going on. But again, I think everyone's got to withhold judgment and let the courts figure that shit out before you just go on and say, oh, that guy's guilty or not. We don't know. We weren't there. Let the courts judge. And then afterwards, you can be a fucking asshole to any of these people if you feel the need. But
yes,
prejudging anyone is not fair because you don't know.
I like to prejudge, post-judge. And
I feel like we're going to need 7 judges.
Right.
And you're only get a fair outcome.
I agree.
Here's a good one for you. You see BJ Penn's running for governor of Hawaii in November of 2022. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to vote for him.
Fucking awesome, man. And it's no bullshit. He could probably win. And here's what he had to say. He said, hey, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, but I would never run from a fight or sell out my peoples. As soon as I step into Hawaii's governor office, I will remove all new federal and state mandates that have been hurting our economy, residents, and Ohana. We will get the best doctors, medicines, therapies, and healthcare the world has to offer to fight this pandemic and always keep Hawaii among the safest and healthiest states in the union. We will get rid of all vaccine passports. Hawaii will be vaccinated with aloha and unvaccinated with aloha policy for everyone. Same with the mask. We will follow the Constitution to the T-E-E, like you're golf teeing it up. I am not here to fit in with the other politicians. I don't know who translated that, but motherfucker, get your shit together. I'm here to get our freedoms back. So here's a question. Can he win this fight? He's been losing a lot of street fights.
He has been. I'm not sure about what the politics are there, but based on where I'm sitting, I have a feeling that he's one of the Hawaii's loved sons. Mm-hmm. I think he comes from a pretty affluent family.
Yeah, I think he's from Kings and Queens or something.
I think he can win. I think he might win, which will be interesting to see. Yeah, I think he could do it.
Will he allow mutual combat or whatever?
Probably.
He's been engaged in it every fucking weekend. It seems like.
You should have a demand trial by combat option.
Ah, I like this.
This is trial
by combat. Oh, what I'll just say, when I was on vacation there, it was the most ridiculous shit ever. Like, have you been vaccinated? Do you have a test? And then you go to the rental car place and you have to show like the amount of hoops you got to jump through to get into that fucking state. It was almost not worth it. So I hope he can win and bring some normalcy back to the world. BJ Penn, bringing normalcy back.
Who would have thunk it, man?
I know.
The world is a funny place, man.
It is funny.
Sometimes a good guy becomes a bad guy. Speaking of which, have you seen Ted Lasso? Did you watch the first and second seasons?
I've watched some, but I think I was too inebriated on the medicines to fully understand what was going on.
They just had the season two finale, and it ended on a really crazy cliffhanger. It's a good show. I think it's worth everybody's time. I know I said it before, but that reminded me of good to bad, because there's some good to bad stuff that happens. The person you loved, you're like, what? He's the villain now? No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think that chick's hot, too. I don't care how old lady? She is.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm.
How old is she? 50s? 55?
I have no idea.
Good question, right? We need to know these things. This is what hard-hitting MMA is about.
I mean, sometimes we get on tangents.
But this we fucking need an answer for. Hang on.
I'm looking it up. Relax.
You're looking at the ages? I'm going to find some images.
I got both.
Fine.
Anna Waddingham.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. I don't know. She's hot. There's something about that lady.
She's in the middle. Can you see my mouse?
Yep.
This one.
Oh. She's tall as fuck, too.
Super tall.
She's like one of them Amazonian women.
Let me see if I can find a good one.
They say she's only 47?
Really?
Shit. Okay. So she's the same age as I am, but she looks 55. So
That's a hard 47, Matt.
Yeah, but I think they're pushing age on her in this show. Let's be fair to her. I think they're making her up to look older. How's that? I think we should probably get out of that then. What else is going on? Before I dig us a hole deeper.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're right.
She's 5'11", dude.
Yeah.
Did you say
that?
Good lord.
Mm-hmm. 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 I'm gonna do work later.
Oh,
what?
She's the lady from Game of Thrones too, the one from the weird cult, the one that was like the crazy church chick. Hold on.
Yeah, I like this. We're going down a rabbit hole, folks. Stay with us.
Check this out. You didn't know.
Yeah, I'm in.
Look, this is the same chick. Whatever this girl's name was right here. Remember? Same lady from Game of Thrones. Remember she was the one oppressed, like holding the queen hostage and all that stuff?
No, I don't.
Sons of the Harpy or whatever they were called. Sons of the Harpy.
Was that when they like shaved her head?
Yeah, that she was the main.
Made that chick walk through the.
Yeah, right. Okay, you need to rewatch that show. I rewatched it last year.
I might have to. It was good until the last season. They fucked it up. And isn't there a prequel something coming out?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
dragon fuckers or something. Mm-hmm. We fuck dragons.
The dragon
fuckers. I don't know what their deal is, but I'm in.
Okay. Dragon fuckers it is.
Ingo's like, okay. Whatever. You the dragon fucking. Okay, man. I don't judge, but you said you judge.
Yes.
Seven judges, Ingo. Seven.
What else? I'm out of news stories. That's it.
Okay.
So you roll. You roll with it.
I'm running. Here we go. Here's a cool image from Dosbrack. He's got Bezos versus Musk on Mars. I like this shit. He's got the Dogecoin. All this shit. Joe Rogan's. What are these multi-quadrillionaire billionaire guys do besides go to space? Is that what you do when you have all the money in the world?
I think you can do anything you want, Matt. So they're probably doing exactly what they want. That's
wasn't there guess. Like two chicks at it? One.
they're way past that. That, that happened years ago.
Oh yeah, you so. Probably get about 50 of them at once.
I mean, you'd like run out of you'd be bored at some point. And you're like, I think I'm just gonna do whatever I want. That's just basically like Elon Musk. I think I'm gonna make flamethrowers. Yeah, let's make like 1,000 flamethrowers. So.
I'm going to make this fucking Tesla car dance. Fucking car dance for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I'm going to make it just park by itself. Could you just run over my neighbor? It's a fucking machine did it. I didn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Moving right along. Oh, here we go. We should check in with the fighter, Jesse Jess. These are the kind of tweets that I like to see from fighters where they show what they look like before they started training camp and then what they look like after.
All right, let's see.
So respect to her. So how camp started and how it's going. So she says she's exactly the same weight. She's just stronger, faster, and more athletic. So
well, you can really see the definition.
Yeah, check that out. That's pretty sweet. Like there's a difference for sure. This one's probably the most dramatic. You can really see a difference. Like something's a little bit more round. Like that's impressive.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, everything's just a little bit tighter. And kudos to her for having the strength to post said pictures.
Strong.
That's right. It's like Lance Armstrong, strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently Paige VanZant's been up in her game too. So we'll just share this picture. I don't know what's going on there, but I think the best comment was eat it, eat it, eat it.
That's a lot of heat.
It is. It might be too much. I think you're staring into the sun at that point. Want some tweet of the week, Ingo?
Uh-huh.
There you go. Let's start with Darren Rovell. He's like, what an awesome brand name and logo. So this is the Moose Knuckles from Canada. I don't, that's not exactly what I think of when I think of Moose Knuckle. I'm not thinking of two dudes fighting.
I'm not either.
Yeah. It's like a camel toe. I don't think of two dudes fighting. So you had that one. And then the next one is from Super 70s Sports. Where you have this guy. It's got a shirt on. It says, I beat anorexia. And they said, he also covered the spread. Yeah, sports betting kind of thing. Sports betting, Ingo.
Yeah.
Apparently it's good. It's, if, in some states where it's legal. I think Illinois is one of them. Yes, it is. Let's do some ass and nuts before I get too wasted here.
Do it, do it.
So apparently Mark Ratner is not happy that Colorado ruled that you can knee a downed opponent. So here's what he had to say. He said, I would tell the world that we're the UFC, it's not going there. We'll tell the governor that we would love to come to Colorado, but you have to have the fight rules. So I'm against that. There's no reason to have those rules. I don't understand why they would do that. We need an association of commissions. They don't really have the power, and that's what needs to be stronger. The rules should be the same in every state. It's terrible. Because I thought he was saying somewhere in there too about he thought you could stomp someone. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no stomping. It's just they're allowing knees to a down opponent. So my question is, why is he being a bitch? Like, what's the problem?
He thinks it's dangerous. He's afraid of the knee to the down opponent.
Yeah, but shouldn't we be trying to encourage more techniques being available? I mean,
more techniques. That is the technique. Okay. A shovel to the forehead.
Okay.
Yeah. Good Lord.
What? but I think it's all, he's also trying to stifle competition, right? Because yeah, that was a 1FC thing. They were lucky enough to get that approved. So what the fuck, man?
Did anybody die yet in 1FC?
No one dies in any of these combat sports. And if they do, it's probably from something that they already had or something they caught in a hospitals. And I saw Bob Arum did a pretty interesting little interview. We're going to pull him up here and hopefully this doesn't get us copyright pulled. But he's talking about the Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder face-off. Had some colorful language. I don't know what's going on with him, but we'll share this and hopefully a little bit of sound. It's not too crazy though.
No crap. They bring this woman in from the UK and she's and she's slanting all the press conference to Wilder. Like, I don't give a damn, but it's obvious that that's what she was doing. And then she knew that the understanding was no facer. Tom Brown argued with Fox, no facer. We said no facer. And what does she say?
Face-off.
Now we're going to do a face-off. Fuck her and fuck them. There was no face-off and we saved the fight.
Hey, Bob.
And then that wasn't the... He didn't stop there. He just went on like this fucking tirade of like, fuck you, fuck everybody, fuck.
Was he drunk?
I don't know, man. What is this guy on? What's going on? What's
the big deal with the face off? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know what his gig is, but I think that guy is getting a little senile.
I don't know. He's got the
look at Joe Biden in him.
Joe Biden action going on. Yeah. It's damn shame. How's that
so water delicious there, Matt? Once it hits your lips, man.
Yes.
Let's pull this one up. This is another video question. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Hang on. Let me get back to the beginning. I let Twitter just likes to autoplay. Holy fuck. Hang on. All right. We are ready to roll. So this is GSP. What the fuck is he on, Ingo?
Well, what? I don't know why he's doing that. It looks dangerous, but he's in great shape. He looks bigger than he was before, like more muscular.
Maybe. Is that a hotel room or is that his bedroom?
I think it's probably his bedroom, I bet.
Just doing flips, like trying to impress the ladies.
This is how I'm going to enter. Get down here. I'm going to enter this pussy like this. Are you ready? Let me show you. This is what's coming. Bam.
Yeah, I don't know if he likes the ladies, does he? He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's GSP.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Hey, do you think Deontay Wilder could knock out a giraffe?
Probably not.
Why? What if it was a mini giraffe?
Because he couldn't reach his fucking head. He's too short.
And the giraffe is Fury. The giraffe is
way taller than Tyson Fury. It's like 10 feet or something more.
Well, maybe 20. If he lures it in with like some bush eucalyptus leaves. Yeah, like
come here, you.
brings him down. I think he can, because remember our friend Keith said what his Rottweiler was getting out of control, and I think his Rottweiler name was Snoop, and he fucking had to punch his dog and knock his dog out. I think he was biting on his wife or something.
That was the craziest
remember
thing I ever saw.
What the fuck? You knocked your dog out?
I never heard anyone say that. I was like, whoa, that dog was probably like, I'm never doing that ever
again. I wonder. You would think he would learn a lesson. Fuck these dogs, man. I don't know. Got any knowledge for
No, I feel like I shared mine earlier about the Ted Lasso thing.
Ted Lasso, yeah. I was gonna say I got a couple things, but let's start with Battlefield 2042 is getting released in November. So they just had the beta over this weekend. I played the game. Complete dog shit. Complete dog shit. Here's my question. Do they have to rebuild the game from scratch every time they have a new iteration of like Battlefield or Call of Duty?
I think they try to.
Because what was the one that came out? Was it Battlefield 1? I don't remember. Was the one before the last one that came out?
I can't keep track of all.
Neither can I. But I would just say they had one that was so balanced and so good. I think it was Battlefield 1. And that's not like the first one, but I think it's
two. O-O-N-E.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, can't you just build off of that? But I don't know if it's just different studios. Like,
I think usually
we're starting from scratch again because it looked basic and it just played like dog shit. I can't even explain how bad it was. It's just not good. It just doesn't have that Battlefield feeling either. Like, what are we doing here? And I know it's the beta, but usually much doesn't change within a month. It's just, so I actually canceled my pre-order and like, fuck this game. I'll wait. We'll see all the reviews. But again, this is supposed to be, here's your first game coming out on the new console. I'm getting psyched. I want to play something else besides fucking Chivalry 2. That's all I play now because that's at least somewhat balanced. It's old school. And then you can just be a cocksucker as the guy with the crossbow in a corner, just picking people off from across the map. And when people sneak up on you, you switch your battle axe and you fucking gank those bitches.
Chop their heads off.
Yeah. And then you pick their head up and then you fucking beat the next person with it. And then if you win the match, then everybody on the other team loses their weapon. So then you can just switch to an axe. You run over to them, you knock them down to the ground, and then I chop all their limbs off at the end of the match. That's my favorite thing to do. Like head, arm, leg, body.
Oh my God.
That's what it's all about, Ingo.
And this is how it all started, folks.
I don't get out much.
Yes.
I like to chop people's body parts off and put them on my front lawn.
Yes.
It is Halloween, by the way. And then, what's this other thing? I got one other thing to share. Where is my supplement? Oh, here we go. Supplements. So I saw this article. It says 4 exercises that'll make your vagina so tight it becomes a dick guillotine, Ingo.
Whoa, okay.
So I only saw that headline. I was intrigued. Because
you're not going to tell us what they are?
Yeah, well, I had to look it out and I found it out. So here's what they said. This is an article that was on Reductress, I think like a couple of years, 2-3 years ago. They said Kegel exercises, squats, glute bridges, and medicine ball sit-ups. So the medicine ball sit-ups, they said those are the advanced option for vaginal tightening that will transform your puss from a dull guillotine paper trimmer into France's infamous national razor. It says regularly practice any and all of these effective exercises to make your vagina as deathly as the blade that killed 40,000 French people in the 18th century.
It actually says that?
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous. I don't want to stick anything in that. That sounds like it might hurt.
No. Well, I think they're just talking about like the hold it would have on you. Like you gotta imagine you're in there so tight you can't even fucking move, like a stockade on steroids, because
I like it.
Then the chopper is coming down. I don't know, like, you don't necessarily need the chopper.
You can just do without the chopper.
Yeah
I like the chopper.
Chopper bad. It's like fire bad. That's what I need. Frankenstein, god damn it.
Okay. What does your shirt say?
Stay woke.
Okay. Oh my God.
Motherfucker. You ain't stay awoke.
Do you leave the house? Do you leave the house with that shirt?
Yeah, I do.
That's awesome.
What's up? And on that note, shut it down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Lego.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.
What are you looking at out there?
I don't know. Jesus. Trying to find a new hope. Yes.